One of the fundamental divides in our society is that of self-perception. Once America was a nation proud, it threw off the shackles of official class distinction so central to European societies. Now, our media and politicians speak of us as groups using Marxist-like terms such as working class or governing class or middle class. Once Americans were fairly uniform in their understanding that life is generally what a person is willing to make of it, that hard work and prudent decisions lead to higher living standards, and that the opposite was not only true but a social good, that bad decisions and sloth leads to ruin. I do not understand those who are comfortable with the self-appellation of blue collar or middle class. Sometimes the labels are useful in an aggregate sense, but that's all. My entire life, I've heard people say things such as, Democrats are for the little guy, and I've always wondered why someone would define themselves and their families in such a way. It is often a prison of a type which keeps one down. The left has convinced many, if not most, minorities to engage in this self-limiting labeling, which helps enforce self-limiting behavior. In a story in the Austin American-Statesman about debate in the Texas House over raising the minimum wage, esteemed, at least by Democrats, State Representative Sinfronia Thompson of Houston told members, "What we're asking for is something for the little dogs. Even the little dogs have to eat." So now those who empower Democrats aren't just little guys, they're dogs. Adds a more literal sense to being a yellow dog Democrat, doesn't it? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.